Hello, LinkedIn family and friends. It's Dave Freeman here, and it's time for another edition of Monday Motivation. Get fired up. Special poolside edition. Well, I am really fired up today because I've got a great story that's going to help you transform your life. So sit back, relax, get ready to be inspired and fired up to live your best life, because here it comes. Well, many years ago, there were six blind men that would often stand by the road each day asking passerbys for food and for money to help them. And over the years, they had heard stories of a giant elephant and were just fascinated by the thought of this big animal. Well, one day, a driver was driving an elephant down the road and shortly came upon these six blind men and told them that this great beast was before them. Well, the six blind men got excited and, well, even though they couldn't see the elephant, they asked if they could go up and each touch the elephant, and they thought by feeling the elephant, they could get a good idea of what this giant beast was really like. So the six men each went over to a different place on the elephant and began touching the elephant. Well, the first man was standing in front of the elephant and reached up and felt the tusks of the elephant. And he said to the other men, "My goodness, an elephant is sharp and hard and pointy like a spear." The second man was standing in front of the elephant's trunk, and he reached up and felt the trunk and said, "No, you're crazy. An elephant is just like a snake." The third man was standing by at the elephant's leg, and he felt up and down the leg and said, "You two must be crazy. An elephant is big and tall and round and strong like a tree." The fourth man was very tall, and he reached up and he felt the elephant's ear, and he said, "All of you are wrong. An elephant is very much like a fan." The next man was standing at the side of the elephant and felt the sides of the elephant and said, "All of you guys are wrong. An elephant is just like a sturdy wall." The last man was standing behind the elephant and grabbed hold of his tail and felt the tail and said, "All of you are not only blind, but you've lost all your senses. An elephant is just like a rope." Well, the six blind men then, for hours on end, were arguing and quarreling about who was right. And after many hours, a wise man came by on the street and heard them arguing and asked what they were fighting about. Well, the six blind men explained to them that this elephant had come by and that each of them had touched the elephant, and one thought the elephant was like a spear, the other one felt like he was a snake, another one felt like he was a tree, another one felt like he was a fan, and the last two felt like he was a wall and a rope. Well, the wise man looked at the six blind men and said, "Well, all of you are correct, at least partially." And the six men were kind of puzzled and said, "Well, what do you mean exactly? How could we all be correct?" And the wise man said, "Well, you see, each of you were standing at a different part of the elephant, and each of those parts of the elephant are in fact very different. So all of you were correct from the perspective from where you stood." Well, the six blind men then became very quiet and understood. And I think this story really teaches us a great lesson, because in life, we often have disagreements with friends, the folks we love the most in our life, co-workers, and there's even obviously great fights and wars between nations. And it's because we all tend to think that we are right and only want to see things through our own eyes, our own perspective. But the way problems are solved are by being open and listening and understanding and appreciating other people's perspectives. And when that happens, there is a solution to every problem. And that's your Monday motivation. I hope you are fired up. You have greatness within you, and you can make magic happen. Now get it done.